Mercy missions deliver doctors and medicine to those in need. Network technology now equips those doctors with the very latest medical tools. All Together Now's Peter Chaplin explains.
By maritime measure, Mercy Ships is a small fleet. Three vessels, tiny in their size, but powerful as a flotilla of hospitals that respond to natural disasters and deliver medical care to people who live and die without adequate health care in some of the world's poorest nations. Over 22 years, Mercy Ships have cared for more than 5.5 million patients. Don Stevens is founder and president.
We bring the kind of medicine you would want your mother or your sister to have to those who least have a hope of ever having anything like this.
But Don Stevens and Mercy Ships are all about hope and more. Inspired by the USS Hope, a World War II-era Navy hospital ship that became a model for humanitarian goodwill, Mercy Ships perpetuate hope through a mission to heal. In the bustling port of Tema in Ghana, the fleet's flagship, Anastasis, her hull hospital white with blue trim, is making a port call. Aboard Anastasis, the ship hums with activity. In her first 3 months here, eye doctors have seen 13,000 patients. Her surgeons have operated on more than 320 others. The ship's wards have provided for more than 2,600 patient nights. And her dentists have completed almost 5,000 procedures. All of that for free.
I would say our ships are at the forefront of medical need, where most people would not have access to things that we take for granted.
But soon, this February, the Anastasis will sail away, first to Liberia, but ultimately to retirement. A new ship, Africa Mercy, is completing a $62 million overhaul from Scandinavian rail and passenger ferry to state-of-the-art hospital. She'll double the capacity of the current fleet with six ORs, larger wards, more space for cargo containers of medical supplies, and technologically, she is equipped with both a wired and wireless network. Chris Gregg is Mercy Ship's Chief Information Officer.
The IT on board the Africa Mercy, we have an electronic patient record system that allows us to keep track of our patients. And we have systems for storing images from the CT scanners and x-rays to allow the surgeons and medical staff to see that all across the hospital. We have a supply chain management system which connects back to our head office to allow us to manage the resupply of the hospital. And there are databases and servers which are connected through the network across satellite to our head office.
The volunteer doctors and staff are drawn from among the most sophisticated and networked medical centers worldwide. To attract those most qualified healthcare professionals, Africa Mercy must deploy the best technology that can be obtained, and much of that has come from corporate donors. Again, Chris Gregg.
We want it to be reliable. We want it to have good longevity. We don't want to have to go back and fix things as they're breaking. Good patient care depends on the quality of the infrastructure, and that was an important decision in choosing Cisco.
Eye surgeon Dr. Glenn Strauss knows the network will improve both patient care and hospital operations.
In a controlled environment like the ship offers us, it gives me a way to have access internally to all the different pieces. So for example, we have laboratory services. We have a ward, we have an operating room, we have an intensive care unit. How are all those pieces connected? Do they all get and share the same information? What we'll be able to do with our newest ship, the Africa Mercy, is be able to link all those systems. We'll have ready access to what's available in the pharmacy right now. This patient's having a problem, I need to know what we have, let's get it. The warehousing element will be working out of large containers. We'll have, I believe it's 16 40-foot containers that the ship operates out of, basically. Contains all the medical equipment, all the supplies, the pharmaceuticals, all those things that we need to provide this care. Where is the thing I need? And who's going to get it? How quickly can they get to it? That's all IT-driven.
Mercy Ship's doctors routinely remove disfiguring and life-threatening tumors, repair fistulas, correct cleft palates, and restore sight. But other patients present diseases that were eradicated in the West long ago, or the progression of their illnesses dwarf what could be found in any first-world medical center. In these cases, doctors aboard Mercy Ships are at the forefront of medical teaching, too.
My heart is very much that of an educator. My background in medicine is in training surgeons. That was what I did. And I firmly believe that these IT solutions that we are going to be able to employ, telemedicine included in that, will allow us to bring the world to the doorstep of academic institutions that can really benefit from seeing and experiencing these things that we are dealing with. I think it's going to raise the awareness. What this brings us then is the opportunity to bring into the medical world firsthand experience with and contact with those issues that are really more global in scope and much more significant in a global sense than oftentimes what we would deal with here.
If you'd like more information about the Mercy Ships, go to www.mercyships.org. That's Mercy Ships as one word in plural, .org. Mike Osborne contributed to this report from Ghana. I'm Peter Chaplin for All Together Now.
Thank you for listening to All Together Now. All Together Now is sponsored by Cisco. If you'd like more information on today's show or future segments, you can find it at cisco.com/go/alltogethernow. Thanks for joining me. I'm Charles Zewie.